Cambridge IELTS 4 by University of Cambridge ESOL Examinations. Published by Cambridge University Press. This recording is copyright. CD 2. Test 3. You'll hear a number of different recordings and you'll have to answer questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the instructions and questions, and you'll have a chance to check your work. All the recordings will be played once only. The test is in four sections. At the end of the test, you'll be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. Now turn to Section 1. Section 1. You'll hear a student talking to the accommodation coordinator at her school. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 4. You'll see that there is an example which has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Sarah, I've heard that you want to move into a homestay family. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right. I've been staying with my aunt, and now my cousin is arriving from Singapore, and my aunt needs the room for him.
Oh, that's bad luck. Well, I'll need to get some particulars first. Sarah, what's your full name?
Sarah Lim. And that's Sarah without the H at the end.
Linda asks for Sarah's full name, Sarah Lim, so this has been written in the notes. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 4.
Sarah, I've heard that you want to move into a homestay family. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right. I've been staying with my aunt, and now my cousin is arriving from Singapore, and my aunt needs the room for him.
Oh, that's bad luck. Well, I'll need to get some particulars first. Sarah, what's your full name?
Sarah Lim. And that's Sarah without the H at the end.
How old are you, Sarah?
23, only just. It was my birthday on the 21st of August.
Happy birthday for yesterday. How long have you been in Australia?
A year in Adelaide and 6 months in Sydney. I prefer Sydney. I've got more friends here.
What's your address at your aunt's house?
Flat 1, 539 Forest Road, Canterbury. And the postcode is 2036.
Okay. What are you studying now?
I was studying general English in Adelaide, and now I'm doing academic English because I'm trying to get into medicine next year.
That sounds good, but it'll take you a long time. When would you like to move out from your aunt's?
My cousin arrives on Friday morning, so I'd better be out on Thursday.
What, the 7th of September?
Yes, that's right.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 5 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 5 to 10.
That doesn't leave us much time. Right, okay. I need to know what kind of accommodation you'd like so I can get you something suitable.
Can I share a room with someone else? I've been alone in my room at my aunt's, and I've always shared with my sister, and I like that.
Yes, fine. That'll save you money too. Would you like to live with a family, or do you think that a single person would be better for you? I have lots of very nice single people on my books.
Do you have any women living alone, retired women?
Yes, I have quite a few whose children have grown up and left home. In fact, I have some really lovely retired ladies living by themselves who just love the company of students. Most of them live in flats, but that's not a problem for you, is it?
Not at all. I'm used to that. My aunt lives in a flat too, remember?
Hmm.
I'm not used to a big house with a garden, swimming pool, pets and all that.
Okay, fine. I know quite a bit about what you want now. I should let you know that your rent will be $160 per week. You'll have to pay me $320 as a deposit before you move in. The deposit is as insurance in case you break something. You'll need to pay monthly to me by cash or check, I don't mind. You don't need to pay for gas, electricity or water, but you will need to pay your proportion of the phone bill. Most families do that on an honour system, but you'll have to wait and see.
Mm.
Have you got any more questions for me?
When will you know where I can go?
I'll work on it now. So come and see me tomorrow and I should have some news for you then.
Thanks a lot.
Goodbye. See you tomorrow. After lunch would be better for me.
Okay. See you then. Bye.
That is the end of section one. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section two.